Welcome to this week's edition of Building Vibrant Communities, brought to you by Midwest Energy and Communications. MEC's vision is to create vibrant, relevant, and sustainable rural communities to ensure that small-town life doesn't mean giving up better living.
This is Kathy Williams, and with me this week are a couple of AmeriCorps volunteers, and we're going to be talking about their program and what they're doing here in Lenawee County. I've got with me Hannah and Jared. And Hannah, your full name and where are you from?
My name is Hannah Sherlock, and I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio.
And Jared, what about you?
I'm Jared Newman, and I'm from Connecticut.
Now, how did the two of you end up in the same AmeriCorps group?
We applied at the same time.
Okay. So do they mix students from all over the United States to be in the same project, Jared?
So there's four regions, and depending on when you sign up, you're sent to one of four.
Okay.
We're in the North Central region, and that's based out of Ohio. So we're all flown down on November 13th. We all ended up on campus, and from that point on, we had a month of training, and then we drove around the country to our designated locations.
How exciting. So had you done this previous, or is this your first time for both of you?
First time for both of us.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you're getting to see a lot of the country you might not have normally gotten to see.
Yeah, it's pretty cool going to the Badlands last round and,
wow,
you know, seeing everything.
So what possessed you to go and do this kind of project? Where was your passion came from?
Well, for me, people have always been something I've been passionate about. Mm-hmm. And I just finished with my associate's degree.
Okay.
And I just wanted to move. And I knew that I could accomplish that and also give back at the same time.
What about you, Jared?
Yeah, I like the idea of travel. And I've always, you know, done certain travel and service, even abroad. But I just graduated high school, and I kind of didn't know what to do. So I this was sort of the best option for me, just to travel and help others.
There you go. Good time out and a good learning experience at the same time. So both of you are here with a group. How many are in the group that's here in Adrian?
There's eight of us.
Eight, okay. And you're doing projects with the local Habitat for Humanity. How's that going?
Pretty great. I've learned a lot. We just finished the interior of one home. And now we're starting pretty much from base one. We just finished removing insulation and drywall, and now we're putting it back up pretty much. So
Hannah, are most of them then interior housing projects, or is there outside work as well?
It kind of depends on what the house needs.
Okay.
Right now we have interior and exterior work going on.
Okay. And how long will you be stationed here then in Adrian?
We're here until November 7th.
Okay. So you got a little while yet. So.
Yeah.
So where do they put you up at then? Where are you sleeping?
Heritage Park?
Yeah.
There's a city-owned house. And yeah, just all cooped up in this little small space,
okay,
eight of us. But it works.
Okay. So are you working just with Habitat projects on your journey this time, or are you doing different things in different cities?
No. So my other projects were mainly trail building with just other nonprofits.
Okay.
But our last project was with the Nature Conservancy, and we were installing fuel breaks with chainsaws. So every one of us was either like lugging the brush and logs,
okay,
or just knocking them down, knocking the trees down. So
it sounds like hard work, Hannah.
Yep.
So you're learning construction work and you're learning landscaping type work. And I mean, it seems like some great things that you'd be able to take on to future job opportunities.
For sure. Yeah.
Hannah, you said you just graduated with your associate's. What's your degree in?
I have an Associate of Arts, and I have a Deaf Studies Certificate.
Okay, okay. And that's got to open up a lot of doors for you, I would think. It's an unusual combination, I would think.
Yeah, for sure.
Jared, no plans? Still haven't decided yet?
No. Nope. Just kind of riding the wave.
Have you picked a side of the country that you like the best?
I was previously in Oregon before this, and I really like the West Coast from what I've seen.
Okay.
But
the West Coast is a different world.
It is. Yeah.
You're growing up on the East Side.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, they do strange things in California, I think, too. So will you have another positions after the Adrian? When is your year up?
Our year up is in November.
So oh, okay.
We'll be going back to Iowa and graduating.
Okay, okay. And then can you re-up again, or how does that work?
Yep. We can right away.
So yeah. 18 to 24 is the age range for being a member.
Okay.
You could be older than that to be a team leader, but you only get the education award twice, no matter where you fall.
And how do, like, if we have listeners, of course, that are interested in finding out more about the programs, where can they go to find that out?
Nationalservice.gov.
Just Google it.
Yeah, Google just, AmeriCorps, AmeriCorps. And you'll be able to find out ways that, you know, you might have a student or a family member that might be interested in being a volunteer. It's a great way to see the country. And like you said, give back.
Yeah, yeah. 10 months well spent.
There you go. Well, I want to thank you both. Thank you, Hannah and Jared, for joining us and sharing information on AmeriCorps and how you're helping Habitat for Humanity, Lenawee County. Thank you.
Join us each Monday at 6:15 p.m. for another edition of NEC's Building Vibrant Communities as we explore other topics and community partners that make Lenawee a great place to live and work. This program is also available as a podcast on WLEN.com.